Sí, sí, sí.
Un segundo. sí, solo jugamos música de diferentes genres. What do you say for that?
Estilos. ¿Estilos? Tipos.
Really? ¿Tipos?
Mm. Hmm. ¿Cómo sé yo? Soy un gringo.
This is Radio Gringo, after all.
Sí, po. ¿Cómo dice el nombre? ¿Y vos? ¿Habla español o no? Ok, está bien, no pasa nada.
Wait, put my volume up just a little bit. Yes. This mic is notoriously known for being too low.
Está bien.
¿Qué dijiste? ¿Dijiste cepo? ¿Qué es eso?
Oh, cipo.
Cipo.
Yo aprendí el español en Chile y agregan po en sus palabras como cipo, no po.
Wow.
¿Entiendes po?
Qué interesante.
Sí, po. Es como en Nicaragua. es igual.
Es como claro.
Sí, como claro, como you dig, como no sé. Pero es una palabra sin una significancia, po. Sí,
word.
Sí. Un chilenismo, se dicen.
Well, I don't know what song to play. I don't know how to follow it up.
Okay. Pues ahora mismo, we will switch to English because it is now the start of Discovery Hour.
It is Discovery Hour.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, no problem.
Come by next week at 4.
Oh, I have
four
a whole
Spanish
playlist.
You should send that to me.
I have multiple Spanish playlists. One for each dance type. Merengue one, salsa one, bachata, reggaeton. Mm. And then there's one called Latin Party Anthems, which was made by Spotify.
Oh, nice. I also am subscribed to that one.
What was I going to look up? I was going to look on. Oh, yeah. I was going to do a PSA about Fall Fest today, which is Neon Trees and Saba. So I'm going to play some Neon Trees to get into the mood.
Oh, yeah. To pump up that crowd.
Yeah, because, you know, the specific
the crowd of Spanish-speaking Medford Somerville people.
I'm sure all the people who are listening to this are like, wait, am I hearing Spanish on WFO radio? And then they're going to let all their friends know.
On Tufts radio? No.
You'll become the new 4 p.m. every Friday. Spanish is spoken on this radio wave.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. Finally. I will sit over there in a second. Let me play the song and then transfer over.
Okay.
Can you turn off my microphone?
Yes, I can.
While the song starts?
Yep.
Hey baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with a whisper.
Everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks.
hello, hello. You're listening to Music Discovery Hour with me, Mr. Gracias. Sorry as I untangle these wires in the studio. Hi! Happy Friday. I feel like my volume's not high enough. There we go. It was my own headphones. That was too low. Happy Friday. It's 5 p.m. 5:05 on a Friday afternoon, Friday evening. I don't really know what to refer to this time period as. It's quite in the twilight hour. Yeah, it's the weekend. Let's celebrate it right with some new music, yeah? This is the Music Discovery Hour. I'm going to be playing songs to you that I've discovered in the past week or two. And that's kind of the program of this show. You're going to hear me every Friday here at 5 p.m. Play music that I've discovered within the past month. So it'll always be top-notch, new, latest music. And it might be a song that maybe came out a few years ago, but I discovered it in the past month. And it's always going to be around the genre of alternative, indie pop, pop, like anything really in that cluster of genres. Sometimes it'll branch out to hip-hop because I was raised on R&B and hip-hop, so I gotta, you know, pay my respects. But for today's show, we're gonna stick mostly on Hippocampus and that genre because they just came out with an album just today. If you are not familiar with Hippocampus, I highly, highly recommend it if you are in the genre alternative and rock. So, well, maybe not rock, but like modern rock. Their latest album is very, very, very different from their previous one and the previous EPs, and I will walk through it as to why. We're going to start off with a few of their first songs ever, just so we can get the kind of the story arc of their narrative. We're going to start with early Hippocampus songs, so you can understand where they started. This band is from Montana. It's a small group of guys, just four of them. All of them started about 4 years ago. The band was founded in 2015, I want to say, 2014. So they're only 4 years old. And when they started, most of them were freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in college. So two of them were not even able to drink, but they were still touring around the United States with bands being in the opening band. And now they're on their own tour because of their latest album release. So with that, I will jump into some Hippocampus early works. Their first album, which is, if I can bring it up, which I'm not finding, which is bothersome. Their first EP was, I think it was called Hippocampus. It was just a self-named EP. Why is it not showing up on here? Oh, that's so sad. I'm going to have to go deep into my music library to find this. It's not on Spotify, for those of you that were wondering. And now I need to stall because I can't find the music that I'm trying to play. Hippocampus is right. Oh, Bashful Creatures is the name of their first EP. There we go. And then we're going to play Suicide Saturday, followed by Little Grace, mixed in with a few other songs from other artists that I think are similar. All right, this is Suicide Saturday by Hippocampus, and I hope you get the idea of what we're going to be shooting for this next hour. You've been listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias, and I'll see you in a bit.
I heard destroy your life to find home. The darkness has found you, scared and alone. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk.
By the bed last night, open my eyes and stare and pray for life. Always 1 foot out when you say goodbye to the one that you love, one dream away from the ones above. That's such a rhythm in my life these days, so I hold on tight and I learn to behave. Because I lied to you, I lied to you, I lied to your face in the summer, your face in the summer. You had long hair then. I'm singing now, but good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42, anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop. Now I wish that I could live a little safer. I'm watching all of the nights go blue. Somebody lend me a favor.
Woke up in the corner store, someone saying my name. Everybody moving around, acting like nothing had changed. But something had changed in me. Yes, she touched me, said, I know you're not to blame. What a way to live under, what a lie that's been covered. I'm talking about rolling thunder. I know I left you on the street last night, so I'm holding on, grabbing out a light.
How come I lied to you? I lied to you. I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. I had my hair short then.
I'm singing now, but good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42, anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop. Now I wish that I could live a little safer. I'm watching all of the nights go blue. Somebody lend me a favor.
Hello, welcome back to the show. Thank you for listening if you're still around. It's 522 here on a Friday. And yeah, that was a few songs by Hippocampus right there. Follow along with The Bleachers. And who else was I playing in the beginning? Played, I forgot who. Moon Taxi, that's what it was. But we started off with Hippocampus's Suicide Saturday, which was their claim to fame in the beginning, which got them their recognition and got them on tour with many artists like Walk the Moon or Mowgli's. And it was off their first EP, which really was only what they made for the next few years because they were still college students, so they could only allot time to make EPs, which is only 5 songs long. And their fan base grew and grew and grew and was demanding a full length, feature length LP, a full album. And finally, they came out with one called why am I blinking on the name? Because I always forget that they always have one song within their EPs or albums that is named after the album itself. So Landmark is the name of the album they first released, and that was 2 years ago. But we're gonna play next is their second EP, called South, and the name of the song is Dollar Bill, and it's a lot of fun. And you're gonna see the transition from the first EP, Bashful Creatures of Suicide Saturday, Little Grace, into this Dollar Bill, which is a little bit more upbeat and more fun. And then we're going to go into Landmark, which is their first album. And you're going to hear the difference into how they've decided to make a full narrative in their first album. So this has been Music Discovery Hour. I'm Mr. Gracias, and we're going to get back into the music because there's a lot of music to play. Bye-bye. Thank you. That was what you just heard, Buttercup by Hippocampus, off of their first album, Landmark, which is their first full release before they had a huge fan base before they even released their first long play album called Landmark. And that was one of the fun songs. It's one of the last ones, but I'm going to play one more song from this album called Way It Goes. And before I play it, I just want to let you know that we're going to do a PSA. And then play probably two songs from this album, and then three songs from their latest release from today, and then call it a day. But this has been Music Discovery Hour, 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's the PSA. Ow, just stabbed myself. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with mental health illness a greater chance of recovery. Wait, why does it disappear? Do you see that? Do you see that punctuation right there? That's really weird. Okay, so let me start over. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. I promise I'm not bad at reading aloud. It was just a really contrived, like, short snippet at, like, PSA. Mental illness. I didn't understand. I was like, yes. That. But yeah, that's been your PSA for today and or for this show, and we're going to move on. This is The Way It Goes by Hippocampus, which is still on their Spotify discography, their top played song right before Suicide Saturday. So, yeah, I hope you have fun.
Forward thinker, you read my mind better. talk too much. No hesitation, what are we waiting for?
Hello, welcome back. Can you hear me? Okay, good. Welcome back to the show. This is Music Discovery Hour with me, Mr. Gracias. That was Coin with Talk Too Much, as many of you are aware, but the theme of this today's show is Hippocampus, because they released an album just this past today, actually, at midnight. So, yeah, that's what we're going to go into right now. We started with their first EP and their first songs that made records. And now we're going to go into their latest album, Bambi. And it's actually named after the maid singer's mother, who's referred to as Bambi. I don't know if that's her real name, but they call her Bambi. And this next song is called Bambi. It's the title track. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. This album is very, very different from the other ones. And here's a small insider's view into the album's creation. This is off of an interview that... or not even an interview, but just Hippocampus made a statement about this record at midnight when they released it through their Twitter. And this is, I'll read to you. In the beginning of the recording process for Bambi, our producer BJ Burton asked us if we wanted to make another Hippocampus record or if we wanted to make an album as four individuals under the name Hippocampus. We unanimously agreed to take the latter approach. This album became an experiment for us on how to be heard as four individuals within a group. We untied ourselves from the roles and instruments that we identify with, and chose to create whatever spoke to us in the moment. The idea of that moment is what Bambi is all about. It's the first record we've written about the present that brings the question we ask ourselves in the midst of change and growth, love and fear. We force ourselves to be vulnerable, answering these questions, embracing fully the things that we feel, even if that feeling is confusing or challenging. We hope that you will approach this record with the same open mind, appreciate the immense support you'll have given us since the beginning, and allowing us to grow into artists that we are today and beyond. Peace and love, HC. Hippocampus. So yeah, that's the mindset of creating this album and this sound, and they actually went to different recording studios in different locations around the U.S. to get the feel of whatever they were trying to create. So a lot of their songs were actually recorded in Chicago. Some of them were actually recorded in their own cabin back in where they're from, that Bambi owned, and they've also recorded in different locations just to get different vibes and different feelings from the actual room that they were in. So yeah, this is Bambi off of the album Bambi by Hippocampus that just came out today. Hope you enjoy it.
I swear to God I wasn't born to fight. Maybe just a little bit, enough to make me sick of it. But I can read between the lines. I want to run from everything, but my legs won't work, it's clear to me. I haven't been much myself, and I feel like my friends are being put through this hell. Feeling I think that I'm living, if you could call it living. So brash and unforgiving, ruled by the vibe I'm bringing, serving myself. The timing's poor, I know it's never right. It's hard to see this time of night. Hard to know the reasons why I fucked it up again. Still, I breathe a sigh. It doesn't seem so lucky now.
could see. I'll be making my own way now. I'll be making my own way now to where I got to be. Wait and see. I'll be making my own way now. I'll be making my own way now to where I got to be.
So sweet, but she's a little fucked up. I stopped to think about the future. Seems so clear. Never want to lose her. I know, dear. I think that is good pathetic. Told me that, that I look pathetic. Drinks it up like I've got a fetish now. She'll go on and tell me so. She'll go on and tell me her friends, all her friends say she needs something like some time away. They say, tell me all your secrets, flash that up, up on some dramatic shit. I laugh, I laugh still. I think that you just excited. Got my heart up in under.
Basic picks for better men. Seasons change, I'm a maniac for better long with a bitter end. If you see I'm a chicken down, you can live without, I can light the whole thing up. All the parts that you're fucking with, like a tourniquet, I can light the whole thing up.
could say I'm a stranger now. It's a foreign now, we can get it straight. Haze of days in suburbia, to father's house, we submedicate. Intertwined with my urgency, you're so new to me, I can light the whole thing up. Nothing else been impressing me, but I gotta see, I can light the whole thing up.
Olivia from Washington. laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to